The survivor of the December 6th avalanche at Rainbow Ridge returned to the site last week to recover the bodies of his friend and his dog. Michael Hopper says he had to go because Alaska State Troopers had ruled out a recovery mission until the danger of the avalanche in the area subsided. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, that could have taken months.
Michael Hopper says he and a companion set out a week ago intending to scout out the area where his friend Eric Peterson and his dog Rowdy were buried to determine whether a recovery mission was even possible. Both Hopper and his companion, Dan Perpich, are experienced backcountry skiers, so he says they knew it was risky to return to the site. He says they proceeded cautiously during the 2.5-hour trek to Rainbow Ridge from the Richardson Highway, about 10 miles north of Isabel Pass.
It was still unnerving, I have to admit.
Hopper says once they got back to the debris field where his friends were buried and surveyed the area, they decided a recovery was doable. They mapped out a safe route away from avalanche-prone areas and started digging. Hopper says Perpich was the ideal companion for the mission because he's a veteran who's been through courses at the Army's Northern Warfare Training Center out of the Black Rapids training site.
You see plenty of training in avalanche awareness and also in rescue and recoveries of all sorts. So he was a handy guy to have along.
Hopper and Perpich worked for 2 full days to remove the bodies and bring them out. He says it was a relief for both him and Peterson's family to recover the bodies because he'd been nagged by the thought of leaving his friends behind until the danger of avalanche subsided. That could have taken weeks, even months.
We felt it was important, I think, to the family to know their son was off the mountain. There was a sense of rightness about that. And it was also, it was good for me to find my dog as well.
Hopper says he also found comfort in how he found his dog.
Probably the only light in this dark mission was when we found Rowdy, he was curled up right up against Eric's back. And he had his right paw on Eric's shoulder. And it looked very, very much like he just curled up next to Eric and went to sleep.
Hopper speaks quietly now and stops to clear his throat every couple of minutes. He says that's because he re-injured his lungs during the recovery mission after damaging them when he was buried in the avalanche. He managed to dig himself out that time, but not before breathing in a lot of snow and accumulating fluid in his lungs.
I'm under strict orders now not to play outside for a month.
Hopper told Alaska State Troopers last Tuesday that he'd recovered Peterson's body. He turned it over to troopers, who in turn transported it to the state medical examiner's office. Hopper says Peterson's remains will be returned to his family in Rhode Island for interment. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.